This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joining on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ah-ha-ha-ha.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Bit Season. This is episode 7. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Adam Epstein.
Adam, good to see you. Yeah. I heard you got pulled over on the way to work today.
I did, yeah.
Did you get a
rushing here to try to get you here before 9. I got caught going 65 and a 45.
Where was this?
Right outside the Beltway. Like on the way to work.
I thought you lived in Clarendon.
Yeah. I do, but I gotta take the highway. Maybe it wasn't the Beltway.
I'm guessing if the speed limit was 45, it wasn't the Beltway.
No, it was. I mean, it was the big silly road that takes you right into
66.
Yeah. No. It was 395.
395. Yeah. That's not the Beltway.
Nor is it 45 miles per hour.
No, it was like there was a merge lane. That's why it was 45, probably.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Did you get a fine?
Yeah, I got a ticket in my car.
For how much?
I didn't look at the number.
Of course. See, money's not real to Adam when your parents just give you money every
No,
week.
You polite? I didn't look at the number because I knew it was going to come out of my paycheck.
Were you polite to the officer?
Yeah.
Did you tell him you were on the way to the radio station? Yes.
You know that old trick.
No, she was a woman. Didn't look like she was a listener.
You got to use it no matter what.
Yeah.
Valdez, let's role play.
All right, you want to role play? You want me to be the officer or the person being pulled over?
You be pulled over.
All right.
Good morning, sir. Do you know how fast you are going?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was on my way to work. I was late.
Where do you work?
Oh, I work at the radio station, 106.7 The Fan.
Oh, you work at The Fan?
Oh, yeah. Do you listen?
Yeah. Do you know who the guys in the morning, the Junkies?
Oh, the Junkies?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the producer for them. I'm Valdez.
Valdez. I know Drab.
I'm so sure the cop's going to ask you where you work.
Did I ever tell you guys the time I used that and got out of a ticket? I used the EBs. I'm on the way to the radio station line, right?
Uh-huh.
Same exact thing. This is 10 years ago. I was driving someone else's car. I was so felted that a friend of mine loaned me his car, right? Uh-huh. Turns out, wasn't even his car. Okay, he was borrowing that car from somebody.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
It's almost like you stole it.
And there was so much traffic. This is back when I lived in South Riding 10 years ago, and there was so much traffic on 50. I was living with my buddy Chris Warfield. I was cutting through all these neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Cop, of course, pulled me over. I was going like 45 and a 25 or something like that.
Flying.
Asked me these questions about, you know, I said, this isn't my car. It's my friend's car. I told him his name. He runs a license plate. It's a different name.
Oh.
I think I'm about to get pulled out of the car and put in handcuffs. And he says, let me see your license. And he says, where are you going? I say, I'm on the radio station. He looks at the license, or my license says, Matt Cahill. Hands it back to me and says, don't talk about this on the air.
No!
It was the greatest day of my life.
Actually, you kind of want to get pulled over, especially in Fairfax County now, mm-hmm. because Chief Davis...
Oh, you want to see how far?
Runs that S over there. Yeah. I kind of want to see how much pull we got.
And she say, why don't you call the Chief Davis? Get Kevin Davis on the line. Yeah. I dare you.
Well, do you remember this? This was 10 years ago, but mm-hmm. I got pulled over on 66. I was like 20 miles an hour over the speed limit on 66. So I had to go to court for, I guess, the reckless driving instead of just speeding.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what I was doing. I actually had to take off work to go to court. And I called in to the show because the guys were joning about it or whatever.
Right.
And then some lawyer found me in the courthouse.
Oh, I remember this.
Alex, God, I forget his last name.
And he represented you?
And he represented me and got my charge, not thrown out, but like bumped down, basically.
That is awesome.
I had to take a driving course online. Yeah. And that was it.
Dude.
Hey, the power of the junks is real.
You know, we've heard said many times over the years, like, you work in radio, you don't get paid a lot, at least when you're first starting out, and you got to work your way up.
It's been 13 years, right? Still not getting paid a lot.
But there are advantages. You know, you get, like, AWOD, who get, like, somehow he's going to stumble into floor tickets to the Wizards.
AWOD's going to stumble into season tickets in, like, the MGM suite for the Wizard season.
When I was a donk back in Arizona... And I got pulled over for a DUI, which I deserved. I will admit all these years later, I deserved. I probably had 15 beers and somehow only blew a 0.083.
I love the nugget that Drab was sprinting to his car.
Sprinting to my car.
Why was that again?
Because I was so excited probably to go home. But also we were talking a lot of NFL with my buddy. We were talking to no chicks, just having a great time.
That's a dude's night out.
It was just bros.
It's AWOD's dream night.
It really was. And I was so excited. I sprinted in my car, peeled out of the parking lot on two wheels, right into the middle lane. And I got my DUI in an In-N-Out parking lot. I'll never forget that, obviously. And we talked about it on the show that I was working on, Big O and Dukes, the next Monday. It was Easter Sunday that I got my DUI.
Easter Sunday.
And... I had an attorney call up.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to represent me. I didn't have $2 to my name. I was 24 years old. And of course, he just illegally wanted his name mentioned on the air. A little payola. Back
little
then.
Payola never hurt.
All right. And I'm telling you, think of the scuzziest lawyer you could ever think of. Slick back hair, a $5 suit.
Ooh.
Okay.
Kind of like Bob Odenkirk's character, Better Call Saul.
Exactly. Except for not as talented. Was asking the clerk out to dinner when I was getting like arranged. And I ended up getting out of the ticket or out of the whole thing, got knocked down to reckless driving. Actually did an amazing job. And I moved to Virginia while the case was going on. Last I heard, this is honest to God truth, my attorney got arrested and sent to prison for smuggling heroin into the jail for the Mexican mafia.
No way.
Yes.
Your lawyer.
My lawyer, who saved my life. Was the shadiest dude ever.
Alex Gordon, by the way.
Alex Gordon. That's nice third baseman for the Royals.
I think he used to do advertisements with the station long time ago. But he's the one that he was a P1 listening on his way to the courthouse and hooked me.
So every once in a while we do get hooked like that.
Yes,
we get a free meal.
Yeah, the junk's tentacles trickle down to us a little bit. So
Adam, but the lesson to be learned is. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah,
it can't hurt to tell her you're on the way to the radio station.
I was butt nervous, and I just sat there and took it.
She could be one of our few female listeners. The officers love radio. Yeah. I don't. And
they sit in the car. They sit in the car all day listening to Bit Season.
I don't know.
Sitting at Route 50 waiting for Drab to publicly expose himself.
No, they like talk radio because it's just it's a lonely
existence.
They're
in their car most of the day.
Yeah, if you're in a cruiser.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Most people that, you know, like truck drivers, people that spend the day in the car, Uber drivers, get sized for radio and podcasts.
Of course. Nice. So you came in today, you got a ticket, but you came with your hair on fire this morning,
right,
and talking, and somehow you got a segment out of the junkies. Not even a segment. It was like a quarter of a segment.
It was the greatest thing ever.
It was probably the best radio we did all week.
What do you think it was? It actually may have been.
Adam has this weird thing where he walks into the room and the junkie's eyes just light up.
No. One junkie's
EB's
eyes.
EB's eyes light up.
Right. Well, I went in and I tried to start a conversation with them during the break, like 9:37 or something, right before we came back, and none of them even acknowledged me. And so that's why EB apologized, and then I did get some airtime after that. But
I did
in a span of I don't even know how long you're on air for. What, five minutes?
Mm-hmm.
It was the most perplexing segment of the week with so much stuff to talk about.
If you didn't listen
mm-hmm. to the end of the junkie segment today, the final one at 9:45.
Yeah,
I'm begging you to go back and listen to hear Adam on air and hear what he's doing and hear how he's trying to finagle his way onto the wood, how he has a clean apartment now.
Right.
I mean, there's so much to unpack.
You know, here, let's play a little clip for you guys. You get a little taste of Adam on the Junkies this morning.
Did you guys give Adam Jim Vanstone's number?
Yes, it is.
JP did.
JP did, yeah. Why?
It's dangerous.
Is that
right?
Opening Pandora's box?
That might be dangerous.
That's dangerous.
Well, Adam came in and asked me, because I guess we got him tickets. I don't know how. We did it last year or 2 years ago.
We gave him tickets, I think, like when he went on a date.
Adam says that he's going to get some action this weekend.
Why?
Because he hired a maid to clean his house, so he thinks that like he can get a. His problem is that when the girl comes back to his house,
see
it's
how
so
dirty
disgusting.
Right?
So I
don't think it's how disgusting he is.
Right. So I said, did she get the mold off the toilet? And he goes, no, but she scrubbed off all the duty on the toilet. So what I loved about that final segment is that we played a game that I did not care about, and that the first three people got all the prizes and the game ended and we could immediately move on to Adam.
That was the best thing for us because Adam is basically asking the biggest of bigwigs over mm-hmm. with the Washington Wizards and Monumental Sports,
right.
Jim Vanstone, who, by the way, is nice enough to foster this relationship with the junkies. But Adam is finding a way to weasel his way into Jim Vanstone's life.
When was the last time you asked for tickets?
To anything? Or
to like a, you know, Wizards or Caps or something like that, or Nationals?
That's a good question. I don't think I've asked for tickets. It was probably Jim Vanstone.
Oh, you've used Jim Vanstone.
Well, this is...
See, that's now it comes out.
But you know what? I refuse to use Jim Vanstone.
Why? What do you
because
have against
JVS? I'll be honest with you. I think that I have strong enough relationships on my own over there that I don't need the junkies. I don't need a junkies handout. I'll call my guy Scott Hall in the communications office, the director, and ask him.
All right, that's.
But I haven't done that.
Is everyone flexing their ticket connections now? Is that what Drab's trying to do?
No, but what I'm saying is
I had Cakes ask Jim Vanstone for two tickets to Post Malone. That was the last.
I can't believe
Post Malone.
Yeah, I went because Cakes.
You had Cakes ask for
it. Valdez loves Post.
It's kind of embarrassing.
Of course it is. But Cakes said he was already going with his kid, and I said, "Well, do you think you could ask for two more?"
Oh, so you tagged
along. So I did a tag along
in the suite.
Yeah, in the suite. It was pretty cool. And that's the last time I asked for tickets, and that was what, 3 years ago.
Hey, by the way, the Caps have been asking if we want to go to a Caps game in the suite. They want us to pick a date. She said,
hey, we should have a bit season party in the suite.
I think they want the junkies. Oh. I mean, we could tag along for sure, but I think they want the junkies to like talk about on the air. And we just got to grab Cakes at least.
Oh, of course.
Probably.
Cakes will do anything.
Cakes will do anything. So you came in today, you made a big ruckus, and you got EB fired up. He couldn't believe that you thought that you were going to get some action this weekend. because you finally decided to clean your house.
Well, the thing is, when I go out, some of the times I get a little drunk and I'm talking to a hot girl and I'm thinking in the back of my mind, I have to be a road warrior. I got to be a road dog. All right. I got to be able to have the confidence to go over to her house and slay because.
What a road dog or a road warrior? So
you never heard about that?
I got it.
No, so you're going to her house instead of bringing her back to your.
A road warrior is someone that's sized to wake up, and this is a guy that will do the walk of shame the next day.
You know who the road warrior is?
Who?
Cody Betts.
Why?
Cody, who works on the midday show, lives with his parents' house. Every time I talk to him, I say, hey, the other day, this week, I said, hey, you're late today. And I was just giving him a hard time because he got here like only like a half hour before his show. And he goes, I'm sorry. I was spending the night at a girl's house. It was a late wake up. And every week he's going out on dates. He's the true road dog. You are a pretender.
Well, yeah, but that's my whole thing is that, you know, now that I go out, I know that I don't have to be a road dog. I can bring a girl home because my place is shining now.
All right, let's go into the process of you hiring a maid.
First of all, I want him to give us the aha moment that he had where he goes, man, my place is a pigsty. What was the signal to you?
Why wasn't it 3 years ago when a girl said she wouldn't have sex with you because your house was so
gross? That was the signal, and then I cleaned that place, but then I moved into a different place, and it got messy. I think the signal was, it was the sink was starting to smell. There was some rancid smell coming out of the sink.
Why don't you get Drano?
I know.
It was clogged and hurting and old spaghetti, leftover Uber Eats.
Oh, wait. You didn't turn on the disposal?
Do you have a disposal?
Yeah. But it's like sometimes, you know, the small little rice pieces don't go down and stuff because you have a stopper.
I actually refuse to go into Adam's home.
I would too.
I've dropped him off at his house two or three times over the years.
You know how the guys always talk about their days at Norwich?
That's exactly how I envision Adam's house.
Yes.
Except for Adam's 35. Yeah.
I've been to your house, Ricky. You know how much dog hair there is on the stairs and on the walls?
But I have a maid who comes every 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks.
Well, because I don't want my house.
I don't
want
week
my house. It was dirty.
Hold on. Were you in the house as the maid was cleaning, or did you schedule it when you weren't there?
So she woke me up, knocking on my door, sweet Anna, and she goes, "Mr. Adam, I'm here to, you know, clean your place."
Mr. Adam.
And so I told her, you know, you're going to start in the living room, then move to the kitchen, then you can clean my room and my bathroom and my roommate's stuff. And she says, "Okay." And so then I let her clean the living room for about an hour while I went back to sleep. And then I went out and went to the gym, and she was cleaning the place. And then I came back. She was still cleaning the place. And she actually looked at me, and she was like pissed off. She goes, "Man, can't believe it's taken this long. It's so messy."
I thought you lived in a shoebox.
I mean,
yeah, how many square feet is your
apartment or something?
Two-bedroom and a living room and a kitchen.
Oh, shit.
Did you get like the deep clean or...
Yeah, I mean, it was a deep clean. I mean, my coffee table has like two levels of it, and she decluttered the top and got everything out of the bottom. She like dusted my TV off, my computer. I mean, the place looks spotless now.
Hey, let me ask you a question. When you were a kid, did your mommy clean your room, or did you have to do it yourself?
No, my dad would yell at me and lock me in there until I cleaned it.
What do you think Maury's house looks like?
Probably a carbon copy of Adam's.
No, you're so wrong on that. My
how
dad's
many trinkets
freak.
Does he have oh laying around God. His house? How much crap?
It's almost like an arcade where you turn in your tickets. No, I envision
dad,
that's what
Maury's
house.
My dad's a clean
is.
Freak. My mom's place, though, looks like a college.
Let me tell you something. I've seen your dad. he's not a clean freak.
Yeah, a clean freak doesn't have dirt under his fingernails.
my dad is silly. What are you talking about?
No, I do like your dad, but...
Yeah, I want to get into Adam's weird relationship with his dad.
Oh, what are they? Oh, because they're going...
Because this whole I want to sit on the wood for my birthday thing, it's kind of weird, but what makes it even... weirder is the fact that you want to take your dad for your birthday.
I mean, I could take a girl and then I'd be heartbroken at the end of the night when, you know, she goes home with a different guy, you know.
What's your rationale behind taking Maury to the game?
Then we'll have a good time.
You think you're
trying to impress his dad.
So, yeah.
Actually part of that is I'm trying to impress my dad. I want to look like a big silly.
I get that.
See, you don't understand. My dad goes around, he goes on tours and stuff, and he'll drop a, oh, have you ever heard of the Junkies? All the time. Oh, people go, yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
You ever heard of AWOD? I mean, he does this like every single day.
What does he say now that you quit
yeah.
the show?
Yeah, you're not
he
on.
He still says that. And you know what? People still get sized for AWOD. Even though it's been a while.
Right, I bet. Well, I don't have a problem with you going to the game with your dad, but it sounds like a date, and that's what is kind of weird. Like, if your dad doesn't need to sit on the wood.
I'm just trying to impress him. Here's the thing. You haven't sat on the wood. It does something for your inner self.
Well, first of all, I have. The best seats I ever had, Jason, gave me last year. I went to a or maybe 2 years ago. I went to a Caps game and sat in the front row.
I've sat on the wood at Terps games. Does that count?
See, no, not at all. All
Why?
Right, unless it was Juan Dixon playing, and for sitting near the ice for a hockey game isn't anything like basketball. All right, those guys are wearing pads and a helmet. Basketball. I mean, I was 2 feet away from Bradley Beal, and come on, basketball floor wood seats are the best.
No,
thing
my
ever.
Buddy Aria took me many years ago. I saw Kobe, and I was sitting in like the third row.
He just big dimed you.
Yeah, so, you throw Kobe yeah. in there, Adam's gonna get, he's gonna wilt.
I saw him clench up.
Adam, I thought you did a good job. You came in here today. You were ready to go. You were fired up for bit season. You were yelling at me saying I wasn't ready for bit season. I was in a bad mood. And then Valdez started yelling, saying, Drab, you're in a bad mood. And then I started yelling at Valdez because I said, why are you yelling at me? You were in a bad mood all week until today.
I'm gonna tell listeners what my week is like.
Give us open up the curtains.
All right. Monday sucks. Monday's the worst day in the world, and I really need Drab.
Let me because I need Monday suck for me because I'm in that room with Valdez.
I need Drab to entertain me because there's going to be zero entertainment when I'm pulling Ron Rivera clips and we're breaking down the kicker situation.
Mondays are not fun during the fall. First off, because the team loses. If they were winning, there would have to be more excitement. The guys would be more fired up. We wouldn't be playing the Titanic music. And it's just, it's the same thing.
It is. It's Groundhog Day.
I'm sure the listeners feel the same way. It's tiresome to them. It's the same show.
Yeah, it's right? A misery Monday.
It's a misery Monday. You're absolutely right. But for, like, Valdez isn't a Washington football team fan. Like, why does he care? Actually, Mondays are great days because we don't have to pay attention.
That's true. Like, if you notice in the background, there's if you're watching on TV, you'll see us doing our own show back there.
Because I know they're not going to go, Drab, what do you think about that?
I know. EB doesn't want to hear my take on Washington's running defense.
But don't you have to get there early to cut clips and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do that in the morning. And trust me, listening to the clips is the bane of my existence.
Are you still putting together a cut sheet for the guys?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how often does EB ask you what you think about something and you have no idea what he's talking about? That happened this week. I don't even remember. I just said.
On air?
Yeah. He goes, Drab, have you seen that? If he says, Drab, have you seen that? And I go, yeah, I've seen that. Means I have no idea what he's talking about.
Or I notice every single time that they bring up the Seahawks, you go, Drab, what do you think? And I always got to go, Drab, they're talking about you. Or they're talking about the Seahawks.
I do get annoyed when the Seahawks play in primetime and they don't ask me if I stayed up late like they ask Valdez.
I know, they do ask me all the time.
It's my pet peeve. So Seahawks play on Monday night. I want everybody to listen on Tuesday. Will they ask Drab, did he stay up late and watch the game? Because I know if the Ravens play, they'll do a whole breakdown, want Valdez's take.
They have to get his take. And that's the most tilting thing. That's my tilt of the week about Valdez, is he won't tweet at all. And then Ravens play
so
primetime, he'll just tweet, easy dub or something like a
well, that. Was,
tweet.
Well, hold on. Well, that tweet was sarcastic because it was the most
but
back and forth
will live
game.
Tweet a Seahawks game, and he'll make you feel like he's a diehard fan.
Thank
and then
you.
Valdez will just not tweet at all, and then tweet after.
Well, let me
win.
Tell you something. I don't like Twitter. That's why I don't tweet that much.
You like Twitter. You like to read what's on it. You don't like to tweet that much. But you actually pissed me off on Sunday.
Why?
Well, also, I was in a bad mood because I put a bunch of money on the Chargers, and they're all over my fantasy team, and I got their doors blown off, and you told me to bet on the Chargers as well.
Yeah, I did.
Knowing that the Ravens were going to shove it down
wish
their
I wish I had the hindsight of knowing that I'd be a very rich man.
Yeah. And
How'd I piss you off?
Because you're Mr. IJS.
Yeah,
and
it's just sports.
It's just sports. Everybody,
the brand's growing.
Yep. And then you tweeted on Sunday, Chargers equal pretenders. Let me know when the Bolts are ready for the big time.
Such an arrogant
pissant tweet that you pop your head out every time the Ravens just get a win.
And then he goes,
he's Mr. Raven.
He's a groundhog. Every time the Ravens win, he sees his shadow.
I walk out, I poke the bear, then I run back in my cave.
Yeah, it was so annoying. You got to be on Twitter for the lumps as well, Valdez. You can't hide.
I only take the good. I don't take the bad with it.
Exactly.
Right. Well, like, Trav was all over Twitter when his guy broke his finger.
I was. And you know, when the Seahawks lost the game on Monday night, I tweeted, slams head on table.
What did you tweet?
Because I was so distraught because it was about 12:15 in the morning.
And what did you tweet when Malcolm Butler got that interception?
I actually cried. I had a Super Bowl party. I quietly just went upstairs and cried myself to sleep. My house was full of people. I was like 33 years old.
Pretty good host.
I don't know. It was so awkward.
Everyone's hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
Where's the rest of the nachos?
I took the 7-layer dip upstairs and cried myself to sleep in the sour cream and refried beans. Yeah, that was a sad day.
All right, don't give me any S then.
All right, so I want you on Twitter when the Ravens lose. I know it's been a while, but
that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
No sports.
Monday suck. I actually got a kick out of Monday's show. We had a special caller.
I wish you would have seen Drab.
That called in. I don't know where she came from. She didn't call back all week. I pleaded with her to call back. This was even on air, so nobody really knows about this. But some like 85-year-old lady called.
Where is she calling from?
She called me from the hospital.
What?
Right? But she sounded like she had everything. She was very sweet. But very with it for someone who was A, elderly, and in the hospital with COVID. I don't really understand, because I just figured if you're in the hospital with COVID, you're on a ventilator.
Was she watching the show in the hospital?
She had no idea the junkies were, but she was watching the show on TV, and the phone number popped up, or JP said the phone number.
Yeah.
So she decided, what the hell, I'm going to call the show.
I don't like the fact that people who are on their deathbed are watching the junkies. That's a weird thought.
I like it. By the way, that reminded me, you missed out the funniest thing that EB ever said last night on the Facebook Live.
Oh.
Speaking of deathbed, EB said, we were talking about barbecue, and Cakes pulled out the barbecue Bible, right?
Yeah.
And I told Cakes, I said, how much more interesting is that than the real Bible? Uh-huh. Okay, and Cakes was laughing. And then EB started talking about how he gets a Bible every 6 months for his mom, and he doesn't read it. And he said, on his deathbed, he's going to cram for the test, and he's going to read the Bible. So when he gets to St. Peter's Gates, he's going to
give him a quiz about Corinthians. He's going to know.
It's an exam. Yeah.
He has it all planned out where he's going to cram for heaven.
That's a pretty good bet.
Yeah.
All right. That's hysterical. Well, why not?
And he had that dumb smirk on his face that he gets when he
said something funny.
Right.
Why not just get the Cliff Notes version?
He just wants to be ready to go.
Get ready to go.
All right, so this old lady calls, and she's got COVID, and she's calling about football because she doesn't know anything about football, and she had a question about, the game.
Well, she's just trying to be interactive because she's watching the show while her bedpan's being changed.
And she kept saying, are you in Washington, D.C. or Washington State? I mean, she honestly didn't know up from down, but she was so sweet. And then she was angry at the production of the TV broadcast, which I agreed with. She said...
Tell me more.
She was furious that about the cameras, you know, and that they were, like, glitching. And then she said, and which one are you? And I said, I'm behind the guy...
We're behind the glass.
...that's talking a lot, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm behind the glass. She said, there's a glare above his head. I can't see. You need to tell the TV staff to get rid of that glare on the window. I want to see you.
Okay. All right. That's kind of weird.
She was sweet, but also like.
What hospital was it?
Carroll County.
Oh.
I don't know if that's the name of the hospital or just where she was at.
Okay, all right. I know where Carroll County is. It's right next to Frederick.
I was
Mount Airy area.
I was so bored with the show.
Okay?
All right. This lady, I said, I want to see. She goes, stand up.
All right. Okay. You're doing Simon Says. Right.
Wait, so keep in mind, the show is going on.
Keep in mind, we're on a 1-minute delay. All right. So I stand up.
We're taking calls from frustrated fans, and Dreb's doing his own show.
By the way, the phones are just
ringing. A million calls.
They're just ringing on.
Yeah. Heineke sucks. Yeah. Ron's got to go. Hopkins,
I'm not even answering the phone calls because I'm on hold with Sharon. Okay. I start waving to her. I take my hat off. I put my hat in the air so she can see me.
You're making smoke signals.
I'm signaling to her that I see you. You see me. Thanks for watching.
It's funny because she's in the ICU. Yeah.
And she got a big kick out of it. And it just wasn't the day to put her on the air. But the funniest thing she kept saying was, "Who's?" And EB was wearing his dumb Nats hat. She goes, "Who's the guy? Who's the young boy in the red hat?"
Oh my god!
And I said, "What do you mean, young boy?" I go, "What are you watching on the TV? Upper left hand corner. He's wearing a red hat with a W on it. He's very young. He's 30 years old." And I said, "The gray haired monster,
EB, yeah, that old fart."
I said, "Lady, he looks like he's 75."
I like the image of Drab waving behind the glass like he's at an Iowa football game. Oh, yeah. To all the cancer kids.
Children's Hospital.
Yeah, the Children's Hospital. Yeah,
they, I like, want to hear her reaction, though, too, because it's like LA.
Yeah, dude. She entertained me. She was the caller of the week for me. She didn't even make it on the air, but... I was in a good mood on Monday, and Valdez was sulking across the console, pissed off about another misery Monday, which we don't say anymore for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why. But you should say, Drab gets this weird. Drab uses his panty voice kind of when he's talking to old broads on the phone. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
He had this weird tone. He was smirking, and I knew something. When Drab has like this smirking tone on the phone, I know it's something good. And it's entertaining him. My guess is Drab was so bored by my conversation and by the conversation on air that he was talking to this old grandma.
No, there's a couple callers that I just never put on the air that I get a kick out of. They're just like so outrageous. They're just so
Drab likes arguing with callers too.
Well, I'm doing my own show in there sometimes, and that's I got to entertain myself. You know, the guy who called up today about the way they held the football when he was the holder in high school. I did a show with that guy for 5 minutes before I put on the air screaming at him about what an idiot he was.
Drab is asking for all of his bona fides and qualifications.
Right.
It's funny. Drab had this line in his head. You held a kick. You held the ball in high school and you're qualified to tell Tress Way what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I do wish that some of the weekend producers had the ability that Drab does to screen the calls.
I am let me tell you something. I'm a master call screener.
I know.
It's called phone screening, not phone answering. How many times have we told interns that during their interview?
A million. It's so stupid. We have the same lines over and over.
No Bluetooth, no speaker.
I would just put calls on when I screened them. Just, I'd throw them on. I wouldn't talk to them or anything.
Here's the thing I'm looking for is I really don't care what you say as long as you just don't have dead air when I'm talking to you. And if I'm trying to pull something out of you, I can't put you on the air because you're so boring. I don't care what you say. Just be somewhat entertaining.
Have
and,
a take.
And be able to finish a sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really all it takes. And if a lot of times I can tell if you're going to be a good caller if I just answer it and I say, "What's your name? Where are you calling from?"
Well, how many callers
I can tell right then if you're going
to
be a
decent
caller.
Do you just put on hold without even talking to them? Like John DePompa. There's probably a few others.
Oh, Mo and Largo.
Mo and Largo. Eddie from Centerville.
Eddie?
Marvin
Eddie
from
gets
Lander.
That kind of praise?
Eddie's not a good caller, but I just know that the junkies like talking to him, and so I'll put him through. I know he's calling about the football team, you know. So Mo, never talk to. Jaime from Manassas, I just can't talk to him. He just, there's no break. Like, I know it's Jaime, I see him calling, and he'll just talk for 3 minutes straight, and so I just say, "Wait, hi," I'll say, "Hi, Jaime, wait on hold." I'll let them know. But Mondays suck. Thursdays are fun.
Yes, I told Drab today, I said, I look forward to Thursdays. It's my favorite day of the week just because of this dumb podcast.
Right. So Adam mentions Tilt of the Week, which we've done, which we mentioned before. So he already had his Tilt of the Week. Can I tell you something that I've been thinking about that I noticed that is my Tilt of the Week?
Please do.
All right. And I want the listeners, and I told Valdez about this a few weeks ago, and it happened again this week. All right.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember why. There's probably during the Howard Stern segment that we'll get to. It was during the Howard Stern segment because they talked about
DJ money, like how much money
DJs are
making, right? In radio back in the day.
My tilt of the week, and it actually doesn't make me mad. I cakes is such a just a Pavlov's dog.
Pavlovian
dog. All right.
There's no way Adam understands that, right?
No, I get that better.
Okay.
Cakes has this. Everybody knows.
As soon as he hears
something, he says the same thing
over and over again. The past 25 years, he used this line.
His new one is maybe not even new, but I just noticed it. Anytime Donnie Simpson is mentioned on air, okay, they mention Donnie Simpson because of his Corvette or whatever.
PGC he was. Money yeah, that he made money, back
the
in the
car
day.
That got
he
a new was TV driving. Show. Again.
Do you know what Cake says every time they say Donnie Simpson?
Green-eyed bandit.
The green-eyed bandit.
I know.
Every single time. And Donnie Simpson's name has been said, I think, 3 times this month. Yeah. And Cakes always goes, green-eyed bandit! Like this high voice. And it ricks me because I just want him to say something else about Donnie Simpson.
I had a couple of things that tilted me.
All right.
One is I don't understand the junkies' obsession with Mr. Roboto. All right.
Okay. No. It's not just Mr. Roboto. It's the entrance music. I hate the discussion.
I hate entrance music talk.
It drives me nuts.
It's an all fair conversation.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares what concert Peter LaViolette went to.
The last concert Wes Unseld Jr. went to.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I just feel like they need new material. They need new icebreakers for these guests instead of talking about the entrance music.
You know what didn't help?
80% of them don't care.
I know. You know what didn't help? It's the fact that Peter LaViolette took it so seriously. And so now the junks take it so seriously.
But do you think the listeners care about that?
No.
It's not even that. It's the constant conversation about the entrance music. Every time we have Peter LaViolette on now, we got to talk about Mr. Roboto. Every time we have a guest, it's like, get to know him. It's a whole thing. Do your homework. Let us know.
Coach LaViolette took 3 weeks.
You know,
and then his dad picked the song. Okay.
You know who didn't care? Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
Ryan Zimmerman. They begged him 1,000 times to pick a song. The guy has walk-up music for a living, okay? He didn't care, right? It eats into the interview, and it's the same conversation over
and over
again.
It is the same conversation. That's kind of the tilting part about it. And then also,
let's tell you about the Caps coach and Mr. Roboto. You know, every guest we got to talk.
He ran it by his family.
Yeah, we got to tell the story about.
How many times I got to hear that?
Lobby, picking Mr. Roboto. He had 5 songs, and we played them on the air. Oh my god!
This is what else tilted me.
Okay.
Is during one of the segments this week where they talked about Halloween costumes and they talked about Squid Games,
mm-hmm.
Squid Games. It tilted me to no end. And JP does this all the time, is that JP is like that little kid in school that knows the answer to the question that the teacher asks.
I know.
Right. And he just cannot keep it in his pants and he has to answer.
He has to cut everybody off. He can't let us get
just,
to it.
It's not
he
just,
can't
cut,
wait till he raises
well, it's not
his
just
hand.
Cutting anybody off, mm-hmm. but.
Oh, he didn't know anything about Squid Games.
So EB, who doesn't know anything about Squid Games, mm-hmm. asked a question about Squid Game. All right. He has one of the hosts who's watched all 10 episodes.
Cakes
has watched all 10 episodes of Squid Game, can answer any question he wants about mm-hmm. Squid Game. He has a producer, myself, who has finished Squid Game.
I'm halfway through.
Drab's halfway through. And then JP answers EB's question about Squid Game and admits that he watched the first 20 minutes and then read an article about it.
Yeah, and he kept saying, talking in questions and saying, isn't it about this and isn't it about that?
Well, I don't know. Let the other host who's seen the
I know.
So shouldn't you be mad at Cakes also that he's like, you know, sitting on his hands and he can't just
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like, Cakes was trying to, and then JP kind of just
beat him to the punch.
He beat him to the punch. Sometimes you gotta be like Lurch and say, will you just let me talk?
Yeah, that was butt funny this week.
That was butt funny.
And then, you know what else tilted me?
Hold on. I actually want to make a comment about that. I hate conversations. I know I might be the only person in radio or broadcasting that feels this way on talk shows. I hate conversations about TV shows. I can't stand
You're
it.
You're so wrong.
I for some reason, it's all the same about talking about the new, it's a water cooler conversation to me. I don't find it interesting talking about the new hot show.
I don't mind talking about the TV show. I hate when we go, what's a good show out there right now to watch?
I know, and then everyone wants to call in with their show
and explain why it's great and try to tell why the junks would love it.
For some reason, I don't find that interesting.
I don't mind talking about
recaps of a show. This probably goes back to True Detective, where we broke down every episode every Monday morning.
I know.
Like, you know,
a show that 1.5 million people watched,
right? And then with Netflix, it's 100 times worse because, you know, JP, whatever's trending in the top 10, he's got to mention. And then it's just everyone's got to, like, just doesn't know anything about the shows.
By the way, it was tilting because JP tried to do some sort of geopolitical capitalism slant on Squid Game that I know he was just reading from some woke vulture article online. Yeah, right. He's trying to comment on the haves and have-nots about it.
Which is okay, I guess you can make a political thing out of any TV show. It was such like a minor.
Of course, it was minor. But the thing is, he hadn't watched it. He doesn't. Right, I know. He's just reading about it.
You're dying to chime in because it's a phenomenon that everyone's talking about Squid Game, and the junks won't mention it.
Well, it's over now. It's after the fact that during the entertainment page, when Squid Game broke the Netflix record. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, that's kind of a big story in entertainment and pop culture. Even if you have no idea what Squid Game is, it's probably a good topic. The fact that it was never brought up in the entertainment page until the Halloween costume.
All right, so that's something that we got to get into is the entertainment page.
Oh, I cannot wait to attack this.
Valdez and I, we've been having a lot of conflict this week about what should be in the entertainment page. And Valdez, it was on air. I called Valdez out and said he's upset that we're talking about Brian Laundry and Dwayne Chapman in the entertainment page.
Brian Laundry's second murder was the entertainment page because it's dead.
Okay. So you got a lot of problems with the entertainment page that you're the curator of.
Yeah, by the way, I've been doing the entertainment page and entertainment stories for 13 years. All right. Mm-hmm. I've prepped the EP for 13 years. Think about that. So
and you don't
I
get
have
a lot
good,
of credit.
I have a good idea of what hits, what doesn't hit, what makes Eric laugh. And once you get Eric laughing, then the rest of the room starts laughing.
But isn't it about what interests EB?
Yes. I would.
And
I would
Brian
totally
Laundry
agree.
And dog interest EB. That's what you're missing out on.
Well, here's a couple of my problems. Number one, I don't think Brian Laundry really goes into the world of entertainment. I think Dog the Bounty Hunter does.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're giving Brian Laundry updates, all right, which by the way are just he's still out there. It's the most inane update in the world.
Let me tell you something. I remember you taking your pants off every time Jody Arias was mentioned on the entertainment page about 10 years ago. Okay.
All right. Well,
you loved it because there was a sexual connection to it.
Well, the entertainment page is the domain of sex, gossip, slander, and Hollywood news. And I don't think Brian Laundry falls into those categories. Jodi Arias is on Court TV. It's you get to talk about her roast beef. You get to talk about her sex all the time. So I think that kind of falls in.
Let's be honest. It's not even an entertainment page. An entertainment page, like if we were doing a real entertainment page, there would be real stories about like what's happening in Hollywood.
Movies that have been greenlit.
TV shows, yeah, like Will Smith signs on to play a superhero in a Marvel film or something like that. Like those are big entertainment stories. EB will never do stories like that. It's got to be Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez out on a yacht touching each other's butts, okay? Like that's your entertainment page.
Orlando Bloom on a paddle boat.
Well, yeah. I can't help it. Yeah. I can't help it if the person who's least informed, especially about Hollywood and pop culture, is leading the segment. So I don't know what to do because my hands are tied behind my back because we can't talk about how Squid Game is breaking Netflix records because I have a host who has zero interest in it.
I know, but isn't that your job as the king of the entertainment page to be prepping him? Be like, hey, this is a big story. We got to be talking about this.
Yeah, how much time are you spending before the show?
We don't need to do the 1 millionth Britney Spears.
By the way,
Jamie Lynn Spears.
I want to let everybody know that unless the Britney stories are hot and are relevant, I'm not putting those in the EP. Unless the Ben stories are hot and relevant, they're not going in. I wish I kept the EP.
You put in a Ben Affleck story every single day.
That's untrue.
Okay, four times a week.
That's untrue. I don't put Ben Affleck stories in there. Let me ask you,
what didn't make the EP this week that you were upset about?
What made the EP?
No, did not make the EP. That you thought that, like, we're talking about Brian Laundrie, because he said, well, he's got all kinds of, I don't remember what it was. You were upset that we had great stuff and we're talking about Brian Laundrie.
All right. Let's see. Today's EP had, Mila Kunis taught her daughter to hit other kids when she's being bullied. I thought that was a hot story.
That's all right. I'm interested in that.
Right? You're interested in that.
How do we remember today's EP?
We talked about the porn star that killed somebody.
But you know what? What's the difference between Brian Laundrie and you putting in a sex story with a teacher? That's not entertainment news either.
It's kind of
entertaining. No, like it's entertaining to you
because
you're a pervert.
It's titillating.
All right, but it's not entertainment news. Florida teacher gets put in handcuffs for having sex with their 14-year-old student.
I can't put that in the blitz.
In fact, he calls it. Well, you got a name for it. What do you call this season?
It's horny teacher season.
Yeah, horny teacher season. Okay. He's got a whole thing about it.
When school starts, it's horny teacher season.
Right. I'll give you credit. That we had a hot start to horny teacher season. I didn't really buy into that when he mentioned it, but within the first 2 weeks of the school year, a bunch of teachers were getting arrested.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So that was good producing by you.
I've actually started thinking about when EB's out and Cakes does the entertainment page. Love it. I love it when Cakes does the entertainment page.
You told me you want Cakes to take over the entertainment page, which I do not agree with.
Here's the problem is that Cakes will read the stories that you give him. Mm-hmm. Like he'll be a parrot,
mm-hmm,
and just read what you give him in order and everything, but he won't have any commentary about it.
He just reads the first paragraph.
He'll just read the story.
Yeah. No, that's like the best part.
And Eric's out, and then Jason just stares at Cakes.
Yeah, because Jason doesn't care.
Right.
And JP doesn't really. JP's on Twitter replying to trolls.
Like, EB will bring up Jessica Chastain, and then he'll go into backstory about, you know, her winning an award and stuff. Or Cakes
but for
won't
some
do
reason,
any backstory.
But he said this week he wants Cakes to do the EP. He was so upset about the
Brian
Laundrie.
I'm so upset because Eric takes over the EP and starts doing these stories that don't really fit in the entertainment sector.
Your entertainment.
My entertainment sector.
You want to be in the entertainment page.
Right. Well, like I said, I've been doing it for 13 years. I know what hits. I know what slaps.
Hey, why don't we do... hey, let me tell you. Why don't we talk about the box office mojo anymore on Tuesday mornings or Mondays? I like the box office report.
That's because nobody goes to movie theaters.
No, that's not true. This past weekend, it was like the first time since the pandemic started that three movies made over $15 million.
All right. What three movies? I'll tell you exactly how that segment's going to go.
I don't remember.
All
right. The James Bond one, right?
All right, James Bond's number one. Who plays James Bond now? Daniel Craig. I'm not into that. I'm not into Bond movies.
Number one, actually, at the box office was Halloween Kills.
Halloween. I'm not into horror movies. Is that Jason?
That's Michael Myers.
Oh, that's Jesus, brother.
Aren't you tired of that?
Oh, my God. I came to the realization of how frustrated my brother gets around this time, since his name is Michael Myers,
mm-hmm,
just by the amount of times Cakes has mentioned my brother is Michael Myers.
Hey, I mentioned on the show that my wife, actually, I didn't put this part in there, that she'd never seen Halloween. And I said, you've never heard of Michael Myers? And you know what she said?
Matt's brother?
No, she goes, you mean Austin Powers? I had never thought that Mike Myers' name is the same as Halloween.
Yeah.
It took me like 2 seconds to realize what the hell she was talking about. Why don't you tell him to go call him Mike Myers instead of Michael Myers?
I don't know.
You know, and then we can get some Shrek references or some Wayne's World references and shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, Cakes will start saying party on guard.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, but speaking of Halloween, it tells me that EB is so miserable that he hates Halloween and he hates costumes and he hates handing out candy. Like, I don't know why he hates Halloween so much. Halloween is the silliest.
But that's not new. He's been saying that since we've known him.
Eric doesn't like much.
I think he thinks it's for kids. Like, he's just, he thinks it's stupid. And Eric's not going to, you know, look ridiculous and dress up in a costume and be goofy. Eric doesn't really like to, he doesn't really like bits. You know?
He likes bits when they involve other people, not really when they involve him.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be a part of a bit. He doesn't want to, like, embarrass himself.
He doesn't want to dress up as Jim Zorn every year.
Did you know EB's three Halloween costumes before he got to him?
Of course I did.
All right, what were they again? I remember Jim Zorn, of course.
All right, Jim Zorn, and that was at the Boobash.
By the way, you owe me $1 for that.
Yes, I do.
Because when we, hold on, I got to clue the listeners in. When speaking of cakes being a parrot, when EB said, I got three Halloween costumes, I told Valdez, I said, hey, when he mentions Jim Zorn, cakes is going to go Boobash, Boobash.
Boobash, Boobash.
And that's exactly what he did. So you owe me $1.
So when Eric mentioned his three Halloween costumes, mm-hmm. I am so keen on the show, and my memory's like that. I remember immediately his Jim Zorn costume at the Boobash.
Right.
All right.
Paul McCartney, as he called him.
Yeah. Is John Lennon get up? Because he always references him and his wife, Dee,
yep.
Dressing up as Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Yep. Yoko, yeah.
Yeah. Yoko.
Yeah.
Yoko Ono.
That's You're right.
Okay, sorry. And then I was thinking of Apollo Ono. I don't know why.
Who's that?
It's in the speed skater.
Oh, Anton.
Apollo Ono.
Yeah.
Anton Ono.
Yeah.
And then also his K-Fed.
Oh, the K-Fed one. You know, I don't think I've ever seen the K-Fed
one. I need a picture of that.
And who was Brittany? If he went as K-Fed, don't you have to have a Brittany? Like, was D dressed up as Brittany?
I don't think it was like a couples thing.
Did he have his hair in cornrows?
I think he had
or
like
just
a
wear
hat.
A wife beater or something.
Yeah, right. Wife beater with a hat, and like he wore his like velour sweatpants.
You know, I know K-Fed's wife. He's married to this girl named Victoria Prince. After he dumped Brittany, and she's from Tri-Cities.
All right.
Everybody wanted to date Victoria Prince in high school. She went to our rival high school.
Is she the same age as you?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, same year or year old.
She was the bee's knees.
She was a volleyball player. I think she played volleyball at USC or something.
Jeez.
Tall, blonde.
Tall drink of water.
Yeah, everybody got butt size.
Right.
And she left high school, went to college, and married K-Fed. I think they're still together.
Did you have any run-ins with her?
I just saw her around, like at parties or, you know, when our Friday night.
You ever see her
like
doing
that.
Naughty stuff at parties?
What do you mean?
Like drinking or?
No, like hooking up with guys.
We're going back to Adam wanting to hook up with drunk chicks.
I know.
That's his dream. You see how that was his panty voice. Did you ever see her doing naughty stuff? Okay. We've done the whole thing with Adam being stuck in college and wanted to take advantage of drunk girls.
I don't want to do that, but house parties were, you know, the life.
Hey, you might be into like chloroform porn.
What?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Don't act like you're stunned over there.
You might be into that.
All right, so he you want Eric to be like Jason for Halloween and dressed up and like a scarecrow or something every year.
I just don't know why. How can you be grumpy about Halloween?
His skin's just as wrinkly.
Well, what about Adam? Do you think you can get the guys next Friday to wear Halloween costumes? Oh. Have we done that before?
Jason did his face makeup once.
Yeah, the zombie bit.
Because Halloween's on a Friday or a Sunday this year. So it's on a Sunday. Friday. Maybe next Friday we'll do a little Halloween costume party.
Oh, I like that. What's first prize?
Do we need a prize?
Floor seats to the Wiz.
Why does everything got to have a prize? Why can't we just do something for the show?
No.
Hey, why don't we
put money? Put some money on the line.
If you dress up, I'll dress up.
All right, I'll dress up. What do you want to go like as a?
Well, I'm not gonna
tandem.
No,
thing one and thing two.
I already have a costume.
You can't be Leo again.
I like to be Leo.
Oh, I knew you were gonna say that.
I like to be Leo and Catch Me If You Can. Okay, and I have a pilot's outfit.
Hey, you could be Tom Hanks. That would be a good bit.
Yeah.
I think if we do a costume, they have to go together.
Like our masters when we were.
Yes. When I was the caddy and you're the player or you're the
like
caddy.
That, yeah. Oh, I actually think everyone should wear individual Halloween costumes next week. And we are going to make the pitch to the junkies on Monday.
Okay.
All right. During one of our non-football segments.
I think you need a cash prize or none of them are going to
take it seriously. Who's going to give us a cash prize?
a sponsor, but I want the guys to do this out of the spirit of Halloween.
Everyone puts $10 Cakes on the line. Will. Winner takes the
Jason
pot.
Will. JP will not, because JP's too stiff.
JP will come as Luka Doncic.
Yeah, that's a great pull by him. He'll wear some Mavs shirt and say, "I'm Luka."
I think we could get EB to do it.
I don't know.
I think we could.
Are you kidding? He hates Halloween. You'd have to butter him up or something.
He should have asked him last night when he was drunk.
I know. Forgot about it. All right, we're gonna work on that. All right, that's our goal for next week is to.
What if we did a show? What if we did a show costume? All six of us. Dress as something that's related.
Like what?
I don't know.
We're all in on.
I'm trying to think. What kind of movie, what kind of TV show that has six characters that we all could be?
I don't know.
We could do pumpkin carving too.
We're not doing Squid Games.
No. EB doesn't watch enough TV or movies for there to be something that.
All right, hold on.
Common.
What is EB like? We got to appeal to the guys. Okay. If we want JP or EB to be involved, we have to appeal to their interest.
All right. What are they into that they want to do?
I mean, EB's into Britney Spears.
Okay.
That's not going to work.
EB could dress up as a Barstool character.
I was about to say we could all dress up as a Britney video
from an era.
Yeah. The toxic one or the red leather one or oops, I did it again. The schoolgirl one. But if we're guys, it's not going to work.
That's not going to work. Drive just wants to cross dress.
All right. Well,
cross that off.
I don't know. Let us think about it over the weekend or tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us some suggestions.
Tweet Bit Season or our personal accounts and let us know what we can convince the guys to dress up as next Friday for Halloween.
Yeah, any ideas? It'd be nice if we, like you said, could all do it together as a thing. I think me and you should definitely come up with some sort of tandem.
All right. I'm open to it.
To a pair.
All right, I'm open to it. Don't make me spend like $150 on a costume.
Then the guys will just make fun of us.
Yeah.
Call us losers.
There's probably like a $20 limit for draft. You know something? One last tilt of the week as we're winding down the show here that has to be addressed.
What's that?
Name That Hurt Thing.
Oh,
I was so... Weren't you pissed off at that game on Wednesday?
Name That Hurt Thing needs to retire.
It's not just Name That Hurting. I don't think the Junks care about games like they used to.
Well,
used to be like a must-listen segment like 5 years ago.
In my insight, I think games are pretty stupid, and I would be in favor of getting rid of them. And for the most part, we have. I just think it's an outdated...
Radio games aren't really...
It feels like it's from the 80s.
Wasn't Missing Link silly for a couple years?
I do get sized for a couple of them. Missing Link, Russian hockey player, whatever.
Yeah, right. The guys politician. Just have to care. That's the
I like Who Am I.
I still get a kick out of Shootout.
Shootout's the worst because we never give away prizes.
Celebrity Shootout?
It takes like 25 minutes for us to give away one prize.
I like when they get punchy.
Name That Hurt Thing.
Yes, but Name That Hurt Thing needs to... retire.
Nobody knows how to play it. I've been on the show.
I've had to explain to Drab where Name That Hurt Thing came from. And I said it came from Name That Tune. And he looked at me like I was an alien.
Nobody knows what Name That Tune is anymore. Okay? If you're 60 years old, you know what Name That Tune is. I'm 40. I've never seen it. I've heard of Name That Tune. I don't even know what it is. All our games go back to the 1970s. Okay? Like some Newlyweds game or something like weird that JP like sat in front of his TV when he was a kid and he loved games or he watches like Nick at Night. I don't know, but all like, why aren't we playing current games? Why aren't we playing Shazam or something like that? Like
Beat Shazam.
There's a million game shows on every single night. We got to update our file on the games we're playing and Name That Hurting. I tell you, I've been on the show since March of 2012. We've played it maybe 50 times, 100 times. I have no idea. I don't know how to play the game. I don't know. You think the listeners know what? 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Nobody knows what that means. The listeners don't know. The guys playing the game never knows. Clearly, the guy playing the game the other day didn't know.
This is the final straw is when the hosts botched the game.
Well, they didn't give away the answer. You know, like after they moved on from Doc Rivers, that was the most tilting thing because as a listener, I'm listening to this cringeworthy segment and I hear some dumb coach's voice. And they don't tell me who the answer is, even after the audience gets it wrong.
Well, tell the audience about the prep sheet. And JP not even listening to the clips and then wanting to use those clips for a name that hurt him.
We get this sheet. It's sports-centric that has all of these post-game pressers and all of these interviews that are in the news.
And somehow the worst thing that ever happened to us was that JP got on this list. So every morning JP gets this prep service, a list of
these clips.
Of audio clips from around the sports world.
And these clips aren't like something that's relevant that's on, you know what I mean?
It's relevant if you have like, if you're a sports update guy and you want a clip of Steph Curry talking about the game from last night. They're all like post-game interview clips.
Right. But why are we using Steve Kerr clips from a prep service to do Name That Hurt?
And he hasn't listened to him.
And he hasn't listened to him. The quality is bad. It's just, it's basically using these clips for the sake of using them.
And that's what we hate. It's just you playing clips for just to fill time.
How, at what point, though, is that on the producer when the game goes bad?
I told you. No.
It's not on me because I said don't play this game.
I told JP. JP came to me and said, I want to play this game. Let's play Name That Hurting, which, by the way, I hate doing because I hate having to prep all these clips to play it. And it's fine. Nobody knows how to play. It's the worst thing in the world. But whatever. You want to play it. You're into it. Let's do it. It's good. So I came up with a category of Cakes impressions. All right. Which is relevant because Cakes broke out a new
awesome impression. Cakes Junkie of the Week.
Yes. Cakes broke out an Edo or impression that knocked our socks off.
Everybody loved it.
So I pulled four clips. I pulled Mike Mayock and his Baltimore accent impression that he
Mike
does.
Mike Mayock.
Yeah. I pulled Mark Wahlberg because Cakes does a Pablo doing Mark Wahlberg. Man. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I pulled, what else did I do? Oh, I did an Ovi for a Russian player that he does. And I had Wayne Rooney. All right, all wheelhouse impressions.
No, that's actually pretty good.
With audio that the listener could hear and understand and try and figure out in a span of 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. Because the listener's not going to understand or know who Steve Kerr is in 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When he hears Ovi in 3 seconds, you'll get it.
Right.
But what went wrong?
But JP is so fixated on the prep service and these clips, all right, that he wanted to take my category and put it on the back burner and try to do it within 1 minute and use his prep service categories. And it was the most tilting thing in the world.
It was one of the most embarrassing segments we've done in a while. And we do a lot of embarrassing segments. All right.
I think it was the last segment of the day. That probably had something to do with it, too. Like they were punched out already.
Yeah, perhaps. I disrespect the last segment of the day, that's when you get on the air.
It was the best segment of the day.
Drab disrespects the last segment so much that three out of the 5 days, the 940 rundown will say TBD.
Well, it just depends on the flow of the show. A lot of times there's a lot of extra stuff that we move there.
When you see weekend preview, TBD?
I do like to put weekend preview on the sheet because, you know, sometimes people got something interesting going on.
That's when you know the producer's got nothing. Is when you see a lot, when you see DVDs.
Hey, you know what? 12 segments is sometimes hard to fill out every single day. All right, guys. I think that was a good show. A lot of fun today. We're hard on the Junkies, but
yeah,
it's all in love. Like we're having a great time doing the show.
We were venting a little bit.
We're just venting, but we're having a great time doing the show. Like we said, hit us up on Twitter. At Bit Season. I think you're going to like our Twitter and our social media here pretty soon. We're going to update it. And if you guys are interested in advertising on the show or being a part of the show, where you got a lot of irons in the fire in that department. So we thank you, everybody who's reached out.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Instagram or Twitter. Send us a message and we'll connect you with Jackie, who runs our sales department. And our
another cakesism. Jackie,
our number one sponsor and not even sponsor, friend of the show, I like to say, is Nat from Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Order now at wavesoda.com and receive what, Valdez?
16%?
Percent?
I know, my voice just cracked.
Bit.
Yeah, 16% by entering
Too much
bit.
Talking.
Yeah. Enter the code BIT, all right? Not BIT season, just
BIT. B-I-T, BIT.
You'll beat the junkies discount. Yes. So enter BIT, you get 16% off.
16%. Not 16%, but 16%.
Love Wave Soda. I just ordered some to the radio station here. I stockpile CK's fridge.
Nice.
I'm getting some brown.
You brown nosing.
Yeah, I am brown nosing. I got free wave soda.
I can't believe you. You will do anything to suck up to somebody. He does this with EB. He does this with CK.
Hey,
he just
let me tell you
all he does.
Nat gives us a couple orders a month, right?
Uh huh.
And I had one extra, and I hooked CK up with our variety pack, and it showed up here because he's been buying wave soda all the time from Nat. So I stocked his fridge. That's I call it being a good assistant program director. Doing the little things.
I've never seen
Do you
this.
Want... I'll get you wave soda.
I can get wave soda.
Can you hook me with some wave soda?
No. That's too far.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. What'd you want? You're upset we didn't get to...
Well, I mean, I feel like we sleep on the Friday show sometimes.
Sometimes
we record
do.
On Thursdays.
Yes.
And last Friday, it was the first time ever we had a comedian back in studio since the pandemic. It was Rich Voss, and he was butt funny. And I thought it was hilarious. It was great. Two great segments that I listened to, and so I wanted to know, Draven Valdez, who's your favorite comedian to come in studio?
Well, you already know mine.
Who, Bobby Lee?
Bobby Lee.
He takes his pants off?
Speaking of repeating the same thing over and over again.
Sick Andre Agassi.
Bobby Lee's been using the same jokes for 10 years on the show, and they still make me laugh every single time.
I know.
No, Bobby Lee, by far and away, number one, because he's so great on the air, but off the air, he acts like he's known you forever, and he doesn't remember us from last time.
I get sized for Rich Voss. Mainly because we golf together, and I find him butt funny. And I'm a radiophile, and I've listened to him for years on Opie and Anthony.
That's a good one.
And what about you?
We only met him once, but Tom Green was butt funny when he came in.
Tom Green
I
is a good one.
I always remember it. Probably because I interviewed him afterwards, but I love Tom Green.
It's just cool having Tom Green here. Like, I don't know if he's as funny on the air or as witty as the other guys, because he tells, like, you know, these stories about him traveling and all the stuff, but it's like... Damn, that's Tom Green. Like,
yes.
If you're Tom, our age,
yeah, our age.
Unleash the Fury.
If you're our age,
he doesn't understand.
I know
he missed
from,
out
from Road Trip.
But you missed out. You don't know
the
Tom Green show.
Bum is on the Swedish and all that.
Right.
Like,
Swedish duty on a microphone.
Like, he was the biggest thing. I don't
you
know.
You don't know what Undercutter's Pizza is.
No.
Yeah. For people who are 35 to 40, he's like the man. He's like an icon.
Yes. He basically invented the internet.
Yeah, so we're gonna try to have some more comedians in here soon.
Once Washington starts sucking some more,
yeah,
it's comedian season.
It is comedian season. All right, guys, thank you very much for listening. I appreciate everybody who's been sharing the show on your timeline and telling your friends about it. Our downloads are strong, and so and they're improving even better than they were before. So thank you very much, guys. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, and you know what? Send us a picture or a screenshot of you listening, because we got a cool screenshot from a guy, a listener, a Bit Season fan in France.
Oh, I actually thought you photoshopped that. I didn't think it was real.
No,
that was cool. I liked it. We're international.
I got psyched that we were international.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much. And we'll talk to you soon.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.